The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Body Mass Index, BMI, you're all aware of it. You might not know what your numbers are. You might not want to know, but you don't need to know because apparently BRI is what it should be all about. Body Roundness Index. But what is that? Diana Thomas is in the US Military Academy in West Point, and she is the brains behind this new phraseology, BRI, Body Roundness Index. Diane, you're very welcome to the show and thanks a million for speaking to us. So what is Body Roundness Index?
So Body Roundness Index, let me first go at it to Body Mass Index. Body Mass Index is exactly what it sounds like. We are calculating weight, body mass, normalized for height. So it adjusts for height, so that you can put everybody on the same playing field. Tall or short people would be on the same playing field. Body Roundness Index instead looks at body shape, your waist circumference, and then adjusting that for height. So that's what the Body Roundness Index is in a nutshell.
Okay, so it's less what the scales tell us and more what the eyes tell us? Is that...
Yeah. That's a great way to say it, actually. That's one of the best ways I heard someone mention it. That's exactly what it is. It's more about shape than it is about weight.
And so the shape people should be concerned about is what? It's the obvious one, is that it's kind of the more spherical around the middle.
That's correct. I'm going to take you back to pre-calculus. A long time ago when you were studying ellipses, there was this number called eccentricity that tells you how close the ellipse or the egg is to being a circle. And the closer this number is to zero, the more round the ellipse is. So really what you're doing when you're looking at body roundness index is you're taking the human body and encapsulating it with an ellipse. And the rounder that ellipse is, the higher the lower the eccentricity, the more close it is to being a circle. So that's not wanted, obviously.
So why then is the BRI model or metric more useful, do you think, in terms of trying to identify health outcomes than BMI?
So both are correlated to percent body fat, but what BRI does is it's associated with the unwanted percent body fat. Not all body fat is bad, but the body fat that we have around our tummies, our bellies, belly fat, or visceral adipose tissue is what we call it in scientific literature, is harmful. It's associated with bad outcomes. And so that's captured with body roundness index, and it's not captured with body mass index.
Because, oh, you know, there's other people as well. You speak to kind of professional rugby players or maybe NFL players in your part of the world is the better example. And their BMI is on the wrong side of the scale because, but it's the amount of muscle they're carrying. So it doesn't really allow for that. Whereas I guess, you know, if you're round around the middle, there's kind of no escaping the health consequence of that.
Yes. And it's also adjusted for height. And I think that's also more concerning if your BMI puts you in a normal category. So my brother-in-law's BMI was a normal category, but when we calculated his BRI, he was not in the normal category for BRI. So it wasn't caught in the net with BMI, but it was caught in the net with BRI that he was out of the roundness zone.
Oh, so, does your brother-in-law know you're going on national radio in other countries saying he's out of the roundness zone?
I have several brother-in-laws, so they'll have to figure out which.
They're all texting each other now in the WhatsApp group, wondering who it is.
Right.
So do you suspect, Diana, that this is something that might kind of start to be used much more widely? That, you know, like I said right at the outset, everybody listening will be used to the BMI metric. Will we get used to the BRI, do you think?
I think that might be hard to do because right now, if you go into a physician's office, all of the charts that we have, they're based off of BMI. So all those charts would have to change. That's one thing. And then there's so many other things that we have that are based on BMI, like drug dosing, even food consumption in the military, that's based off of BMI. So all these things would have to change, and that would be a hard rug to pull. So I don't think you can supplant one, and I don't think you should. I think what you should do is try to use all the data that's in front of you. That's one reason I don't think one will supplant the other. I think you should use them both. And then since we wrote the paper in 2013, there's just been an advancement in the ways that we can measure body shape. And I don't know if you know, but with your phone, you can get pictures of yourself into put it into an app and get perfectly sized clothing for you now. That wasn't around in 2013 at the levels they are today. There might be even free apps that let you do that. So we can capture shape much better than we could back in 2013. So I would say look to the future. Maybe one day that we walk into a doctor's office, go through the doorway, and there's a scanning device that just scans us and says, you're in or out of range for whatever health outcome you can think of. We're very pretty close to getting to that point.
Diana, forget the doctor's office. Yeah, I'm thinking of the commercial opportunities here. Walk through the local fashion retailer in your town, and there might be the same device, and it'll send you to the right part of the shop. What clothes to buy and what size to buy them. None of that awful trying on stuff, you know, where you're trying to wrench jeans up over your legs when they're too tight.
Absolutely.
Listen, Diana, thanks a million for joining us. Dr. Diana Thomas, who's a professor of mathematics with the U.S. Military Academy in West Point, no less.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.